Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah says government is committed to crack down on terrorists through innovative means. Review security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan says no NTA official will be spared if found guilty of irregularities in conducting this year's NEET exam. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurates Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex, describes it as motivational and inspirational. India says its participation in summit on peace in Ukraine was in line with its consistent approach to facilitate a peaceful resolution to the conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. First direct flight launch between India and Cambodia, and in archery, Ankita Bhagat and Bhajan Kaur win archery individual quota for Paris Olympics, enter quarterfinals of qualifiers in Antalya, Turkey. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today, he directed all security agencies to work in a mission mode and ensure quick response in a coordinated manner. He highlighted that the fight against terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir is in its decisive phase. Mr. Shah added that recent incidents show that terrorism has been forced to shrink from highly organized acts of terrorist violence to a mere proxy war. The Home Minister emphasized on seamless coordination amongst the security agencies, identifying vulnerable areas and addressing the security concerns of such areas. Mr. Shah also appreciated the security agencies and Jammu and Kashmir administration for the successful conduct of the Lok Sabha elections, which witnessed a record voter turnout in Jammu and Kashmir. The Home Minister also reviewed the preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. The annual Yatra is set to begin from the 29th of this month and will continue till the 19th of August. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said no official of the National Testing Agency NTA will be spared if found guilty of irregularities in conducting this year's National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET exam. Speaking to media persons at Sambalpur in Odisha, he said some irregularities have come to light in two places. He said the government is concerned about this and no culprit will be spared.
नीट एग्जामिनेशन में कुछ विसंगतियां ध्यान में आई है. सरकार उसकी सुधार की काम पे लगी है. उस पर स्पेसिफिक कार्रवाई भी कोर्ट की निगरानी में सारा विषय को किया जा रहा है. नीट जैसे महत्वपूर्ण परीक्षा शत प्रतिशत पारदर्शी हो, सरकार उसके लिए प्रतिबद्ध है. उसमें जो भी गड़बड़ी में दोषी पाए जाएंगे, वो एनटीए भी हो तो भी उसको बख्शा नहीं जाएगा. उस पर कड़ी से कड़ी कार्रवाई की जाएगी.
Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, inaugurated the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex this evening. The Prerna Sthal has been developed in such a way that visitors to the Parliament complex could easily see the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place. Arrangements are also being made to provide detailed information to the visitors through modern technology regarding the lives and contributions of these freedom fighters. Talking to reporters after inaugurating the Prerna Sthal, Mr. Dhankar said this place is motivational and inspirational.
This is motivational, inspirational. Andaza lagaiye Bharat ke itihas mein in mahapurushon ka kya yogdan hai. In mahapurushon ko kis kalkhand mein yaad kiya gaya. Aisi paristhiti maine Central Hall mein dekhi. 1989 mein sansad bana. Uske baad uska parivartan nirantarta se hua. Ki azadi ke kitne baad Dr. Ambedkar ko Bharatratna mila. Hamare mahapurushon ki jitni qadar hum kare wo kam hai.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the Prerna Sthal will keep inspiring future generations.
राष्ट्रपिता महात्मा गांधी हो, बाबा साहब अम्बेडकर हो, महाराणा प्रताप हो, छत्रपति शिवाजी हो, सभी प्रतिमाओं को हमने एक स्थान पर लाए ताकि आने वाली पीढ़ी जानकारी प्राप्त कर सके, उनके जीवन दर्शन के बारे में जानकारी प्राप्त, उनके संघर्षों के बारे में जान सके. आने वाला समय ये प्रेरणा स्थल सभी संसद देखने वाले आगंतुक अतिथियों और नौजवानों के लिए विशेष स्थान होगा.
Vice President Dhankar, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh, Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju, Ashwini Vaishnav, Arjun Ram Meghwal and L. Murugan, present on the occasion paid tributes to the great leaders and freedom fighters. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today slammed the Congress government in Karnataka for hike in fuel prices in the state. The prices increased by 3 rupees after the state government hiked the sales tax on petrol and diesel yesterday with immediate effect. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "Such a decision exposes the hypocrisy of the Congress, which talks about inflation but levies approximately 8 to 12 rupees per litre additional VAT in comparison with BJP-ruled states." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of this month. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program and the first to be aired after Mr. Modi's re-election as the Prime Minister for the third term. People can submit their ideas and suggestions through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum till the 28th of June. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
India has emphasized a lasting and a peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. Secretary West of the Ministry of External Affairs, Pavan Kapoor, represented India at the two-day summit on peace in Ukraine in Switzerland, which concluded today. The External Affairs Ministry stated that the Indian delegation attended the opening and closing plenary sessions of the summit. However, New Delhi did not associate itself with any communique or document emerging from the summit. The first ever direct flight between India and Cambodia was launched today. The flight was officially inaugurated by Deputy Prime Minister of Cambodia, Neath Sabuan, and the Indian Ambassador to Cambodia, Devyani Kobragade. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Cambodia said, "This move marks the start of the first tourism year and will boost tourism and people-to-people connections." The embassy hailed the development as a historic moment, citing India's Act East policy. The flight between the two capitals will be operated four times a week by Cambodia's national flag carrier, Cambodia Angkor Air. In Sikkim, bad weather has hampered the evacuation of around 2,000 tourists, including 15 foreigners, stranded in Lachung and Chungthang in Mangan district following the landslides. Efforts were made today to airlift the stranded tourists, but it could not be implemented due to bad weather and roadblocks due to the landslides. Mangan District Collector Hemkumar Chetri told Akashvani News that all the stranded tourists are safely placed at hotels, adding that once the weather condition permits, all possible arrangements will be made to ensure their safe return. Meanwhile, relief and restoration operations are on in full swing, particularly in the worst-affected Mangan District. State Minister Pinso Namgya Lepcha visited the affected areas in Lower Jhushing and Ralak wards. Around 10 households have been relocated to temporary accommodation for their safety. We bring you more from our correspondent.
The heavy rains in Sikkim have led to multiple landslides and bridges disrupting connectivity. A significant saline is the 180-meter-wide bridge near Diksu. The VRO is engaging around 700 personnel and using 20 excavators to repair the bridge and clear other landslides to restore connectivity to Mangan in North Sikkim. Efforts are also underway on the Gangtok-Chungthang road, restoring connectivity between Naga and Langtakola. Ibomsa Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in sub-Himalayan West Bengal and the northeastern parts of the country for the next 4 to 5 days. Isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim till Thursday. Meanwhile, severe heat wave is likely to continue over many parts of North India for the next 3 days and will gradually abate thereafter. Regarding the southwest monsoon, the IMD has said conditions are favourable for the further advancement of the monsoon into some more parts of the country, including Gangetic West Bengal, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Bihar during the next few days. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of Eid-ul-Adha. In her message, the president said the holy festival of Eid-ul-Adha is a symbol of renunciation and sacrifice. The president said the festival gives the message of love, brotherhood and social harmony. President Murmu said this festival inspires people to engage in selfless service to humanity. In archery, Ankita Bhagat and Bhajan Kaur sealed India a quota place in the women's individual recurve event from the final Olympic qualifier in Antalya, Turkey today. By progressing to the quarter-final stage, they helped book a place for India at the Paris Olympics. 8 individual quota places were there with a maximum of 1 individual quota for each country. India have also made it to the mixed team event as Dheeraj Bumba Devra got a quota in the men's event. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Luciano Darderi of Italy in the men's singles final of the ATP Challenger in Perugia, Italy this evening. The 6-seeded Indian advanced to the final after a hard-fought victory over Spain's Benabai Zapata Miralia in the semi-finals yesterday. In women's cricket, India defeated South Africa's team by 143 runs in the first of the 3-match ODI series in Bengaluru. Playing first, India set a target of 266 runs for the visitors. In reply, South Africa were bowled out for a paltry 122 runs. Sunil Lud top scored with 33 runs. For India, Asha Subhana took 4 wickets. Earlier, Harmanpreet Kaur, led women in blue, made 265 for 8 in their allotted 50 overs against the Laura Wolfvard-led team. India star opener Smriti Mandhana hit 117 runs. The red carpet event of the Mumbai International Film Festival is set to take place in New Delhi tomorrow. This is the first time that the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF, is expanding to other cities. Along with Mumbai, parallel screenings will take place in Delhi, Kolkata, Chennai and Pune. For film lovers in the national capital, a selection of films will be screened at the City Fort Auditorium. The event will feature the screening of the film Billy and Molly, an Otter love story. In Himachal Pradesh, the International Summer Festival is in full swing in the capital, Shimla. Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla inaugurated the 4-day International Shimla Summer Festival yesterday. On the occasion, the governor described such events as helpful in preserving and promoting the rich culture of the state. A large number of tourists are also enjoying the diverse culture showcased in the summer festival. Local people as well as tourists are taking a great interest in the exhibition of products prepared by self-help groups. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Tomorrow, we'll bring you a discussion on yoga for health and wellness with yoga expert Dr. Surakshit Goswami and Dr. Ishwar N. Acharya of the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. You can tune into Akashvani Gold at 9:30 p.m. Listeners can ask questions to our guests at telephone numbers 234-21050 and 233-14444. You can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah says government is committed to crack down on terrorists through innovative means, reviews security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan says no NTA official will be spared if found guilty of irregularities in conducting this year's NEET exam. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurates Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex, describes it as motivational and inspirational. India says its participation in summit on peace in Ukraine was in line with its consistent approach to facilitate a peaceful resolution to the conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. First direct flight launched between India and Cambodia, and in archery, Ankita Bhagat and Bhajan Kaur win archery individual quota for Paris Olympics, enter quarterfinals of qualifiers in Antalya, Turkey. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.